Welcome to the Beer Healer Shortcuts. You know, when I have these conversations, quite often there's a little tidbit here and there that gets thrown onto the cutting room floor, which might actually be of interest to some people, but they tend to go nowhere. Other times, there might be a new beer being released or a new brewery being opened, or perhaps one of the listeners has had an amazing beer experience that they just need to share with the listeners. These are great reasons to have a conversation, but they aren't usually enough to fill a typical 30 to 60 minute episode, but there is still some great stuff in there. If you are a brewery, a sales rep, a brewer, or just a fan, the Beer Healer Shortcuts is the place where your fun, interesting, and informative tidbits have a home. So let's get into another Beer Healer Shortcut. Welcome back to another Beer Healer Shortcut, and apologies today if the audio quality isn't as it normally is. We've had a few technical difficulties, but we are back on track. And as you know, I love to check in on my previous guests every now and then for these shortcuts. And yesterday I saw a post on Instagram which showed the Dollar Bill Storm Series. And literally within 2 minutes, I was on to Ed and Fiona to say, hey, can we jump on the microphone ASAP and tell everybody about it? Because it's a bit of a new era for Dollar Bill. So Ed and Fiona, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
I should say... Champ, what are you? We calling you AIBA champion beer owners or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Things have changed since we spoke last.
We just make beer. It's all good.
Exactly. Ed and Fiona, and we're still alive.
Yes, we've just been talking off the microphone about surviving lockdowns with three teenage girls in the house. It's been a challenge, and so we're going to cut that short, and we're going to talk about something way more fun and interesting, which is beer. Guys, tell us about this, because this is a big change for the two of you. In the past, we've seen you in beautiful, bottles that are made to be shared and that sort of thing. Mrs. Beer Healer and I were enjoying one the other weekend on the front deck, and you've moved into cans and the Storm Series. So, first of all, I want to know, why the Storm Series? What's the name mean?
When we were brainstorming about it, and the storm's kind of a good analogy for what's, a lot of things in life, I guess, is, the whole pandemic situation, kind of the same kind of thing. And then when we were sitting down, we were thinking about it, and then the storm was bearing down on the US at the time. We were getting a lot of news articles out of the US. The city in the US? New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
And it was kind of, a little bit surreal just watching it come over, and we just, thought, how good an analogy for a series of beers as well. You kind of, those four stages of the storm, you've got the pre-storm kind of calm, then it hits, it's a
crescendo,
then you've got this middle of the storm, which is just
the perception, which is the eye of the storm, where so many people see that moment differently when the storm comes past.
Yeah, and then the aftermath
of it all. And it was just having, had kids at home and going through COVID and being from Victoria, being the most locked down, state in the world, basically, it was one of those things. It really felt true to what we've been through ourselves, trying to just keep the family on track, keep the business alive, keep, food on the table, all those sorts of things. It was, it just all fell into place. We always take, whenever we do these things, we sit around and our brains wander off. There's always a few beers while we're doing it. On top of that, then when we sort of started playing around with the idea of the labels and the imagery that we want to go through, the character that we've got in there, he's our little traveller, and he's based on all the things that are possible, all the hope and all the magic that's out there. He's a combination of basically Jules Verne and The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, nice.
That sort of feel that we really looked at. We want people to see that there's hope, that there's beautiful things that you can do. And for us, it was just that once a year release that we're going to do and get something out to people, because kegs aren't moving, et cetera, anymore. We thought, well, let's do something special and get it out there.
I'm so glad you explained that to me, because I had no bloody idea that there was actually this what it was. I was trying to piece it together in my head. There was sort of not a lot of stuff I could read about it, but
there's nothing out there.
I kept the artwork really, really quiet. It was one of those things I get when it comes to that side of it, that's very self-indulgent for me. All the labels, yet again, they're hand-drawn by Craig at Studio Real Nasty.
Yep.
And it was there was lots of phone calls backwards and forwards with him going, I can't do that. I'm like, you've got to make this happen. And, it is. It's a very whimsical, and it's just it's a bit of art. It's putting into yes. it, you know. I was talking to the kids about it. It's artistry, and we care that much about our beers. I just think you should care about the whole package.
Yeah, I love it. It's a bit of a step away from some of the other labels where, you know, you've got the parlay and that sort of thing. Like, there's still very much the line drawing, but it does feel different. And the thing that confused me was I didn't pick up on the four stages of the storm, obviously, because I'm not that smart. But I was trying to work out, okay, so you had the aftermath, which has got like the black currant on it. You had the crescendo, which has got the B. Oh, yep. Sorry. Yeah, is that right? Yep. Yeah. And then the perception had that weird looking eye, which now sort of realize that is the eye of the storm because you've got like the tail on it and stuff.
And that's actually a goat's eye. So a goat's pupil is different.
Yes.
Yeah. And because of the beer, it's got the and it's the horn, which is the cornucopia. So
representative of Britannomyces being the goat and the goat horn.
Oh, it's so good.
The eye of the goat.
So we have way too much. And we get far too into this
and
stuff.
And the little traveller there is representative of yeast as well. So he's in everything. So he's kind of, he's across the board doing
blown
all this sort of stuff.
Blown across the storm.
Yeah, blown across the storm.
And then you've got the tranquility, which is kind of like a flying balloon machine with a hop as the balloon, I suppose. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm so glad you explained that to me. And look, I'll leave a link in the show notes to the shop where you can go and not only see these amazing cans, but also perhaps pick up a couple for purchase if they haven't already gone out, because things don't seem to last too long since you won that award in terms of your beer in your online shop.
No, there's only so much we can do, but this time we pushed it fairly hard for us to, these have actually gone interstate, which I know some of our other lines haven't even made it interstate.
Yeah.
So we're pretty stoked with this. We're hoping most people should be able to at least get their hand on a four pack.
Yeah, nice.
We've pushed volumes as well. I mean, usually when we're bottling and blending and putting stuff together, we're doing as much as we can do within the time frame and the product. The best product that we can put together. With the cans, we've really pushed that volume just because they're in one day, they can everything, their production's already, you know, they get through everything and then they're out of there. And so we've pushed those volumes quite a bit more. So it's a little bit more than our regular parlay releases.
Yeah. I have stock, in other words, for once.
Nice. A little bit more there. So
is this the way of the future for you guys? Because you've done the is it Piquette? Is that how you pronounce it? And the cider in cans.
Yep.
And now these, are we seeing the end to the beautiful big bottles?
Oh, no.
No.
Never.
Oh, good.
No, this
good.
Is just, we're still in a lot of limbo. So basically we're still working on the good shed, you know, whether we do something in town there. We've got the cellar door here going to VCAT in November next month.
Yep.
So we're really in a tight holding pattern. So we've been trying to keep everything together. And produce what we can and keep the business moving forward and, you know, engaging with everyone till we get the feedback on those next couple of steps and figure out what exact direction we're going. But, no, the...
What direction we're allowed to go in mostly is we're relying on council or VCAT to make a decision on what we're doing on this property, what we're allowed to do,
what
we're set up. And if we're not, then it'll probably be another two year delay until we get set up somewhere else. So it's one of those things.
So that's still ongoing from back in February when that was all happening.
Yeah.
I actually noticed that you were up for a Ballarat Business Excellent Awards. I thought maybe that was good news that you're going to be able to actually do something because you're up for that. That seemed a bit weird.
We were hoping the same as well, seeing we'll find us in two categories, but they obviously judge by different standards in Ballarat. I'm not sure.
I think because we weren't completely set up. So we're still operating as a home-based business. So we're not quite operating as a legitimate commercial business. So then probably we're a little bit reluctant to award us anything of a higher level.
From Commerce Ballarat, when we don't actually have a bricks and mortar place anyone can visit yet because we don't have a permit.
Yes, because we're still waiting on VCAT and council. And its zoning's, you know, a little bit of an issue because we're in a rural living zone. So, but according to the planning, you know, planning scheme, you should be able to do agricultural pursuits in a rural living zone. It's like,
but that's not a fun topic.
But anyway,
that's not. All right, let's get what back to the beer so that you don't start crying on me. I don't want that. let's quickly go through the four varieties that you've made and what order people need to drink them when they pick up their four packs.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got Tranquility, the hoppy sour. It's really, you know, nice. It's probably – so we've got some feedback from Crafty Pint saying that maybe put the Perception first and drink the Tranquility afterwards. But initially, prior to canning and prior to release, we had it designed so you drink from – you know, Tranquility into Perception, into Crescendo, yeah. Perception, then Aftermath. But maybe if you want to put the Perception first, it's just a little bit lighter, but more delicate.
And if you can still be standing after all four, bravo.
Exactly. So they're more of a they're designed to share. So yeah. It would be get the four pack, get a mate or two mates, three mates together and go through them and have a, you know, a small glass of each. And
I didn't even check the ABVs. What are they at?
All around the 7% mark. Right. So our base product ferments mostly dry. There's a little bit of residual sugar from crystal malts that doesn't ferment out. But yeah, essentially we started a 5% base and it dries out and it gets out to about 7%. So and then you put fruit on it and you push a few more percentage points out of it.
And look, with the series, I think everyone's just going to have their favourite. Even, coming in from retailers, ordering them to put into stores, I've seen everyone's obviously read through the notes and they've gone, there's people that have gone, I'm getting everything. And there's other people that have said, oh, look, I really want the Brett Saison or I really want the fruited one. So it is going to be one of those things that they all stand up on their own really well, which is the part that we're super stoked with. But yeah, everyone's going to have their favourite and drink them in whatever order makes you happy.
I like that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, you mentioned Crafty Pint. James put out a couple of great articles just recently. He did the Van Diemen Wild Ones, and you guys were in it was the first Wild Ones, I think, from memory. How great is it to see the conversation around, you know, spontaneous ferments, wild ales, all that barrel aging, all that sort of stuff just coming to the fore? It's so good.
Magnificent. And it really does highlight what we can do in Australia. I mean,
yeah,
we look at the genealogy, yeast genealogy, and you look at southern hemisphere. The only reason we've got Pastorianus yeast in the northern hemisphere is that potentially came out of South America when they discovered South America and brought it back to Europe, and then it kind of it converted their yeast over there, and there's a strain that came down. But if you look maybe southern hemisphere, we may have some wild yeasts that are really quite conducive to making really good wild beers. So,
I was just going to say, also being able to have, we've been in a very fortunate position where, you know, we may not have got the volumes, et cetera, out there, but we've had the time and the place and the ability to take our time with everything that we put out there. And Ed and I were just saying to be able to say, look, these sorts of beers can be made in Australia, made so well, and they're actually being highlighted, and there are so many breweries now taking on their barrel programs and killing it. It is Australia should be super proud. Like we're standing tall with everybody else.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I just love it. It's just a really exciting part of the industry. And any time I get a chance to speak to any of you that, you know, play in this field, it's such a great thing for me to learn from listening to what you got to say. But it's just exciting, and I love the fact that I can share it with Mrs. Beer Healer now. Because every time I open one of these, every time I open one up, she wants to know about it and try them. And some she loves, some she doesn't. But or she can pick up on, you know, smells and tastes that remind her of some of the wines that she's drunk in the past. It's just a whole extra dimension. I love it.
Yep.
Sure.
Beautiful.
So some, good.
Cool occurrences with fermentation of stuff like bacterial fermentation as well, where you get substances like mannitol occurring. If you ferment fruit with lactic acid bacteria, you get a substance called mannitol, which they use as a medicine. I'm not sure it's an anti-inflammatory or something. it's quite interesting. So there's a whole lot of other things going on when you start introducing wild yeast and bacteria into fermentation processes that you know, beyond just making ethanol, which can actually provide maybe not health benefits, but better, you know, microbiome and better bacterial gut health benefits than just, you know, regular beer. So anyway, that's little stuff that I'm kind of working on.
I like it. It's like when you're trying to sell a thing of kombucha, you know, it's for your gut health and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but there also is a lot in there with, you know, drinks that are less handled, I suppose, is probably, you know, the layman's term of putting it. They're not mucked around with much, and they do. Oh, I mean, I can tell you I'm a Chardonnay fan. Anyone that knows me knows that. And I can tell you when you get one that they've, you know, had to knock around a bit to get it where they want, you pull up differently the next day.
My wife always blames the, what she always tell me, it's always the preservatives when she's got a headache next day. I was it's not the preservatives.
The sulfur.
It's how much bloody you drank of it last night. That's what it is.
Never.
Yeah.
Always the sulfur.
There are, fusel alcohols, which are higher alcohols, which are essentially, I think fusel in German means bad, so bad alcohols.
Yeah.
And there's different variations. I'm not a chemist. I have very little knowledge of the actual chemical side of things, but just reading on stuff, it's quite interesting. So
yeah, nice. It's such a journey of education for me. When I first saw Storm Series, I was thinking that maybe you'd done, and in talking to Will Tatchell a fair bit about this sort of stuff, he's always posting things on his Instagram of when the weather's changing or there's a storm front coming through and like, what's this going to do to my beer? And let's put this thing out in the paddock and see what happens. I love that side of things, that something such as that can change a beer. So maybe that's next year's Storm Series. You can, maybe we'll have a few storms and bushfires and that sort of stuff that'll, you know, with wild ferments and all that sort of thing, change it. Cause it's just so interesting.
Yeah. I love it. But Will told me once, he has some magnificent success with his wild ferments, his spontaneous ferments, when the wind's blowing down from the Barossa, out of South Australia, because it picks up the wild yeast on the grape skins and it blows them down, and then he gets some really good, nice, clean, spontaneous ferments out of that. So I love that it's not just isolated to Tasmania. It's actually, you know, those weather currents that occur, and like talking about those storm processes, blowing, you know, yeasts and bacteria around in the atmosphere. So
I love it. And he's not actually full of shit. It's true science that he's talking about.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, I just love it. It's just amazing that something that can come from so far away can change a beer down in Evandale in Tasmania. It's just unreal.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So what's the plan for the future with the cans? Are we going to get an annual release in cans, a bit more stuff in cans, or what's the story?
That is the plan. Yeah, pretty much we're thinking, you know, we were toying around with doing a winter one as well, because last year we actually did a set which was just called our summer series. There was only small. We only had one piquette in there and three beers in there. This year we had a bit more time to plan it, thus the artwork and sort of taking on a few more products. But where we're sitting now is probably where we'd be, that, you know, we'd do the same next year, and it'd just be a fun thing that we do something different and get to play around with the artwork. And it's all quite self-indulgent, but we enjoy doing it.
That's what you're in this for, is to love it, aren't you? Obviously a business, but you've got to enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the bloody point?
Exactly.
Ah, geez. Well, let's quickly go through them just to remind people they can jump online and via the link in the show notes, and they can get the Tranquility, the Sour Barrel Aged Dry Hopped Ale, the Crescendo, the Honey Mesquite Wild Ale, the Perception Barrel Aged Brett Saison, and the Aftermath, which I'm struggling to see on my phone here, which is the Barrel-Aged Blackcurrant Wild Ale. Four just amazingly different beers in this one series. It's exciting stuff. As always, you guys are just doing some magnificent things out there. Hopefully one day the councils and Victorian planning, all that sort of stuff, will play nicely with you and more people will be able to get to share these amazing liquids that you're creating. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's awesome.
No worries. Thanks so much for having us.
Cheers.
Pleasure. And look, just in a closing note, I've just got to say I'm very sorry to hear about your lovely Labrador that you lost last week, I think it was. As a Labrador person as well, wonderful animals, and I can only imagine how cherished he was. But, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you. Sorry. The big wolf head was the most loyal thing you've ever laid eyes on. So not the smartest, sharpest tool in the shed at times, but definitely a big, loyal wolf head.
Yeah, and so gentle and just beautiful. And his ears were always so soft.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we're all good as far as that, because he had a great time and it was time. So
yep.
That's the thing I always say, when life has met the end of its cycle, it's okay.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you. I've had the same sort of thing. We're on to our fourth and fifth Labradors now, so we're certainly.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have 6 months off.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, champion Australian beer brewer and blender, Ed and Fiona Noel from Dollar Bill Brewing, thanks very much for joining me today, and cheers to great beers. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to another Beer Healer Shortcut. To help support the show, rate, review, follow, or subscribe via your favourite podcast platform, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. If you've got something that you want to share with the listeners, shoot me a message via my Facebook or Instagram page. Cheers to great beers.